Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Being back on the show, Bill is the, as you know, is the chief economist of the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, former head of the School of Business at Temple University, and one of the top economists in the galaxy, one of the most highly regarded economists of our time. And as I've said many times, and as you should know by now, he's been managing and conducting the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism for 43, I think coming up on 44 years. He's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Sir.
It's good to have you back.
43 years. No wonder I'm tired.
And boy, your arm's tired, right?
Yes, sirree.
So, but it's not as tiring to do this report today as it has been for the last decade.
Well, that's true. That's true.
In your
last
lifetime,
decade, it was dreary and boring.
Did you ever imagine having 8 or 9 years of moribund reports on the index? Did it ever occur to you that would happen that long?
No, it's certainly unprecedented in our history, and we had a moribund economy, and so the reports
and an anti business administration.
Very much so. Very anti-business.
Can I throw a quick stat out there that I don't think you know?
Sure.
I report on the regulations situation with a guy named Wayne Cruz, who with the Center Computer, I'm sorry, Competitive Enterprise Institute. He is the world's expert on government regulations on businesses. And for the last three years of Obama's presidency, he broke new records on number of regulations every year. The first year he broke the second one. Second year broke the first one. Third one broke the second one. All of all time.
The Congressional Register.
There it is.
Packed with his stuff.
There it is. 80-something thousand pages of regulations in a year. In a year, folks.
And who could possibly keep track of all that?
Wayne Cruz did. And so let me tell you what. In May, on my show, he reported. He said, "Jim, I was at the register. I looked at the register yesterday. There was nothing new in it." It was May. End of May.
Yeah.
Nothing new this year.
No. They're taking... stuff's being written out.
Taken out.
Congress is actually exercising one of the options that it has to review stuff that was passed and to take it off the books.
And my point is, folks, 8 years of regulatory assault on Main Street produced an index that was sad, was pitiful, way below the 43-year average, like 5, 6, 8 points below sometimes, the lowest on your record, and 6 months of pro-business, anti-regulation, has created this optimism report we have today.
Yeah, it was an amazing change, wasn't it? I mean, you could watch it on the day, the day the announcement of the change in management team came, everybody became very optimistic because now we had a team that was going to be pro-business and understood the role of business and small businesses in particular in economic growth and job creation. And so, how good was that,
Well, and then May was strong again, just like as April was.
Yep. No change in the index. That was good. I mean, so, some people would say, "Oh no, it didn't change." Well, yeah, it didn't change. From a near record 104.5 to 104.5. That's wonderful.
Yeah. No, sustaining that record is it's one thing to create something, to be able to replicate it. That's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shows you how important the policy is, and of course the expectation that policies will change, but you know, there's, with all the nonsense going on in Washington, small business owners clearly are looking past that to all the possibilities for economic growth that change in policy can bring.
Well, we're just glad they're not attacking us. We're just glad they're not coming up with new ways to assault us.
Well, I think they've exhausted them.
Well, yeah, and so you know, these are real responses. This is cause and effect, and it's out here on Main Street. If you treat small business owners right, they'll produce. And that's what they're doing. So we're going to get into the weeds, so to speak. It's beautiful weeds, though. It's actually flowers. That's what I'm going to call it. We're going to talk about whether small business owners are hiring. Are they making more money? Are they getting more sales? What about inventory? Are they growing inventory or not? And how about borrowing money? Are they borrowing money? Are they buying equipment? We're going to talk about those things with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.